Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Jahaira.
And this is Stephanie. And welcome back to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
Again, we just want to say a quick thank you for all the support on last week's episode and honestly on all of our episodes.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, we truly appreciate it. And like, I hope you all know that like your comments on our Instagram and all you nice people that have reached out, it means a lot to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so today we have a new case. Y hoy vamos a hablar de Dulce María Alaves, una niña de solo 5 años.
And this case was actually recommended by one of our listeners who sent us a message through Instagram.
It was our first recommendation.
Yeah, we were so happy.
I know, I was like, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Y antes de empezar el caso, we again would like to give you all a heads up.
We will talk about sensitive topics, so como siempre queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
And again, queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y víctimas. And, you know, we just really want to talk about these cases and have a conversation started.
Mm-hmm.
Bring awareness. And yeah, so let's jump in.
Today we will be talking about the case of Dulce María Alaves, una niña that, you know, she came from a loving home and family.
And again, a really quick shout out to the listener that suggested this case.
La mamá Noema Alaves Pérez, de 19 años, decided to take her 2 children and sister to the park. Primero, Noema les compró una nieve a los 3 niños antes de ir al parque.
And there's a video of the kids choosing their ice cream at a small market. And se puede ver a Noema, a Dulce, con su hermanito y también la hermana de Noema.
Yeah, it's a very sweet video. Like, hasta se ve que Dulce alza a su hermano para que él pueda alcanzar la nieve. You know, it was just very happy vibes. It's so cute. They're simply just enjoying the little things and she's definitely being a bigger sister.
And after they got their ice cream, se fueron a jugar al parque. And Noema decided to stay in the car con su hermana menor. Noema stayed in the car to scratch some lottery tickets. Y su hermana también se quedó en el carro. Su hermana solo tenía 8 años de edad. And she stayed in the car so she could get some homework done. Dulce, de 5 años, y su hermanito Manuel, de 3 años, se bajaron del carro para poder ir a jugar al playground.
El parque era muy grande, it was about 1,000 acres of land, and it was near a school too. Noema's parked car was only probably like 30 yards away from the children, and yeah, it is distance, but I don't know, still I feel like not being physically there with your child still always kind of puts you at a long distance away. I don't know, like it's just like you can never be close enough, I feel like.
And la mamá said that she was able to watch her kids from her car, pero sí admite que she didn't have a very clear view porque había un hill that was blocking her view. But for the most part, she could see them porque for the most part, they were playing in her view. Like, it was only for seconds where they would run behind the hill and back. But she felt like she was, you know, taking care of them.
That happy moment, though, turned sour pretty quick. Porque a los 10 minutos, la mamá vio a su hijo de 3 años llorando y con su nieve en el suelo. And it's crazy to think 10 minutes. Like, that's the time span so far.
Yeah, and even shorter than that, because, like, maybe she just looked down for a second while scratching her, like, lottery ticket and then looked back up, you know?
And then it was a different scene. Yeah.
So sí pudo ver a su hijo desde lejos, entonces se acercó, se bajó del carro y fue a ver qué estaba pasando, pero no vio a su hija, like, she just wasn't there. Entonces le preguntó a su hijo que dónde estaba. And Manuel pointed at some, like, buildings that were there, like, in the park, and said that she was over there.
Noema pensó que estaba jugando, you know, hide and seek, or, you know, at juegos de niños. She didn't think much of it.
Until it got real. Until she realized her daughter was not there. Su hija se había desaparecido.
And what meant to be a simple park trip turned their lives upside down. And it just, I don't know, it just gives me, like, goosebumps. I mean, I know he says this every case, but, like, I don't know, like, cases like these where, like, everything happened in a matter of seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this abduction happened so fast, in a blink of an eye kind of thing. And, yeah, that's really scary.
And that is why, you know, we always say, like, stay alert.
Yeah, stay alert, honestly, in a very healthy way. Like, I know we talk about, like, pretty, like, sensitive topics and, mm-hmm. like, serious topics, but I don't know. We should just be alert in a healthy way. We also don't want to live being paranoid.
Okay, I agree. I think there was at some point, not going to lie, like, in the beginning when we started, like, our podcast, and you hear about all these different cases, so I would catch myself all the time, like, oh my god, is this going to happen? Or, oh my god, is this a sign of this? You know? So, yeah, I agree. We definitely have to find, like, a little balance, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So, Dulce desapareció de un parque in Bridgeton, New Jersey, en septiembre 16 del 2019. And it was around 4 in the afternoon.
Noema didn't call the police first. Ella le llamó a su hermano porque vivía cerca y quería que se viniera caminando por si se topaba con su hija en el camino.
But then eventually she called the police right after that.
La policía llegó al parque and got to work right away, buscando y colectando pistas en el parque. También entrevistaron a la gente, you know, that was around there at that time, just to see if anyone had seen anything. Because there were other kids playing basketball, but unfortunately they didn't see too much.
Yeah, like the kids were in their basketball game, so they weren't really paying too much attention to their surroundings. Like, they knew that there were kids playing in the playground or around that area, but, you know, they weren't just, like, putting their full attention. Yeah. And they also looked into the security videos, and, you know, they really put a lot of time and effort into those videos. Porque el chief Michael Caimari of the Bridgeton Police said que en esos videos había como 400 vehículos, like, that were passing through the park area during that time of the abduction.
And honestly, yeah, like you said, like, they were really putting in the work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, I feel like in the other cases we can kind of see that they would have never said something like this,
yeah.
You know? But I'm glad that they did for this case. Y de esos 400 coches, ya habían hablado con 80% de las personas behind those cars. So that's, like, a big percentage, 80%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely put some work into, like, reviewing these videos. And we don't see this often in, you know, a lot of cases, mm-hmm. involving, you know, people of color. So it's really nice to hear, and we need to normalize that.
Yeah, like, this is the action step that every single case needs. And so the Amber Alert wasn't issued until the next day of the abduction. Los investigadores piensan que la persona que se la llevó a Dulce era alguien que estaba allí esperando por la oportunidad para llevarse a un niño. So kind of like a predator.
Mm-hmm. They believe that the abductor is a man with a red van. También tienen una descripción del hombre. El hombre es de piel clara, posiblemente hispano, entre 5'6 a 5'8 de altura. El hombre es flaco and has some acne but no facial hair. And también dice que tenía zapatos anaranjados, pantalones rojos y una playera negra.
And so they continued the investigations, following leads and even re-interviewing the people that they had already spoken to. Like, they were really drilling it.
And then they also came up with a second description. Un hombre hispano de 5'7 en altura, flaco y entre 30 a 35 años de edad, con una playera blanca, pantalones azules y una gorra blanca.
El chief Michael Caimari, de Bridgeton City Police Department, dice que la pandemia ha detenido la investigación, but he also said that they have solid leads and they're working on it.
Las autoridades no han dado muchos detalles sobre la investigación, pero sí dijeron que la persona que se llevó a Dulce fue una persona que nomás estaba allí esperando para la oportunidad perfecta para llevarse a cualquier niño.
Yeah, so they basically kind of concluded that Dulce was not taking specifically, like somebody wasn't targeting her specifically, but rather she was just taken because they had the chance to take her.
A crime of opportunity.
A crime of opportunity.
Yeah, it's like being at the wrong place, wrong time.
Y dicen que la persona que, you know, took Dulce pudo estar estacionado y nomás viendo a los niños jugar. Like, that could have been something they were doing, y en este momento la oportunidad se presentó.
Y también, como siempre, family and anyone close is likely to be involved. So they looked into, you know, anyone that could have maybe, mm-hmm. like, done this. They also looked into Dulce's biological father, que vive en México, but, like, he wasn't involved. Like, that didn't lead into answers.
Anything, yeah. Y toda la familia de Dulce ha cooperado, so it looks like the family may have not been involved.
But the investigators were following any and all possible leads. They did receive letters from Ohio saying to look through a wooden area near a truck stop.
Y fueron a buscar, but they found nothing. It turned out que esas cartas eran falsas, which really sucks because it's like, one, not only are you wasting time, but two, you're also bringing up hope.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And there was also a social media post saying that Dulce was found dead. Alguien empezó un rumor diciendo que Dulce fue encontrada muerta.
Y estos rumores eran falsos. And I feel like this is also a reminder how, like, yeah, you know, social media can be very helpful in spreading the word, but it can just as easily spread false information.
Yeah, honestly, that's just really cruel. Because, like, imagine the family coming across this post.
Yeah, like, it's messed up. Like, again, I don't know, just emotions running wild and hearing it from the social media and not the authorities. And it's just, it's really cruel. Like, you just don't know what to believe, you know?
Y también ha habido más rumores. It said that the mother maybe sold her daughter, pero no hay evidencia sobre esto.
We can't discard any possibility, but again, like, there's no evidence for this.
También la mamá ha sido criticada por su actitud. Dicen que no enseña, like, mucha emoción cuando está siendo entrevistada.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think we mentioned it, but in our very first episode, where we covered Diana Alvarez's case, her mom was also criticized for the same reason.
And yeah, like, of course, it's something to take note when, like, someone's parent isn't showing emotion. Mm-hmm. But not everyone will cry while being on camera.
Y también someone's, like, background, like, también la cultura could be a factor as to how someone reacts.
And I feel like this maybe hasn't been talked about before, but, like, the cultural background, I feel like that has a lot to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And not trying to generalize, but in the Latinx community, I feel like a lot of us are taught to be strong and mm-hmm. to, you know, never show emotion too.
Kind of keep it in.
Yeah, and like siempre con la cara en alto.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like maybe that plays a role here too.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, honestly. And it's also like, no podemos criticar cómo uno puede reaccionar, you know, like, again, yes, it is important, but you just have to look at the whole case. And then, Steph, you brought up a really good point, like the cultural background of a person. And honestly, I feel like it's just something, like, also individual. You know, like, people process emotion differently. People process the loss of a child differently. You know, like, for all we know, she might still be in shock processing mm-hmm. that her daughter is missing, you know?
And we have seen Latinx family members show emotion in other mm-hmm. cases. So I feel like it's just a case-by-case kind of
yeah.
thing. A person-to-person kind of thing.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. Every person's different. Different personalities.
But yeah, different ways of grieving.
Yeah.
Different, just, yeah, everything, you know. Como dice mi abuelito, cada cabeza es un mundo.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and, you know, for these reasons of, like, being criticized and just fake information circulating social media, the mom, Noema, has stayed away from social media. Y también ha sido criticada for letting her child play while she was in the car.
And we're no one to judge parenting styles. Like, we both don't have children, so we really don't know how it's like.
Yeah.
But, like, it might have felt really easy for her just to watch her kids from the car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not the first parent that does that.
Yeah, it's not. And it's, like, I'm pretty sure that was, like, the last thing going on her, like, going through her head, you know, like, oh, what if someone takes my child, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
she was probably just scratching the lottery tickets and was like, I'll be right out, you know?
Yeah.
And then also it's just, like, these things happen in a split of a second. Like, literally, you could literally be in front of your child, turn around, boom, your child could be gone.
Yeah,
you know, because it's literally like in un segundo. Y you know, I don't know, I just feel like fue mala suerte, you know, she wasn't looking. And again, like, that can happen to anyone.
Yeah, so we shouldn't be quick to judge. And so los investigadores dicen que alguien tiene que saber quién se llevó a Dulce. Piden la ayuda del público.
And they also do give examples of behavior, like if someone's behavior changes because they abducted someone. And we actually did find a source, which will be linked in the description of this episode. Detectives and investigators write out potential like behavior changes that someone might be going through if they did commit something such as this.
Uno de los ejemplos en este artículo dice que esta persona a lo mejor faltó al trabajo en los días siguientes de septiembre 16, 2019.
Mm-hmm. Y pudieron también cambiar el color de su carro, o también alguien que se fue de viaje sin decir nada, like no explicaciones, just got up and left.
O también alguien que hizo cambios a su apariencia. And this behavior had to happen around the time that Dulce was kidnapped.
And this next example really surprised us when we read this, but they also say that this person may have abducted Dulce to replace a child who was lost.
Como que alguien a lo mejor perdió a un hijo and ellos querían llenar el vacío.
Yeah, they could be looking to fulfill that void of the missing child, you know?
So we ask you all, that those of you in this area, to take a moment and try to remember if you know anything. I know this happened 2019, September of 2019, but if you just take a moment and try to remember, or maybe ask someone that might know something that was in the area during that time.
Just any lead, you know, or any information can possibly help solve this case and bring Dulce home. We will include the sketch of the suspect on our Instagram, which again is just @CuentoCrimenPodcast. So definitely check that out, see if it maybe like sparks anything for you all.
On the last day Dulce was seen, ella tenía una playera amarilla con un elefante, pantalones del color negro y blanco con zapatos blancos. And we will include pictures of her on our Instagram page, as well as a sketch of the suspect.
And for any information, por si tienen información, pueden llamar a New Jersey State Police at 609-882-2000. With the extension 2554. Y también a Bridgetown Police, which is at 856-451-0033.
Vamos a incluir estos números de teléfono en our Instagram page. También allí pueden sugerir casos que quieren que contemos aquí en Cuento Crimen.
Yeah, please do give us recommendations. I mean, we do want to also like serve the cases you all want to hear. So we would greatly appreciate recommendations on any case.
Thank you for listening. Gracias por escuchar.
We will see you all next week. And again, we hope that you are all having a great holiday season. And please remember to stay safe and warm. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.